from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fastball drilled, deep to left field. Steer turns around. It's way out of here. Second deck home run, Bobby Witt Jr. A not-so-secret secret weapon.
I'll tell you what I did this weekend.
Went to the pool.
Threw the panic button away. They're back.
Oh, baby. You threw the panic button away. Look at you.
Yes.
You are riding that wave, my man.
Threw it away.
Pulling it out, throwing it away, pulling it out, throwing it away.
You can do that whenever you have a series like that.
That was a good one, right?
Cincinnati was not the White Sox. They were not the Detroit Tigers. They were not a bad team. They just got absolutely obliterated by a team like the Royals.
That was good. That was get it out of your system, man.
That was a very much so get it out of your system game. That was a weekend where we said on Friday, we won 2 out of 3. Don't let a team that's 60-61 kind of fool you with the record. They're better than they give out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, you said their pitchers all have a sub-4 ERA.
They did.
So we're just defending ourselves when people go, Cincinnati's a bad team. No, no, no.
No, they're not.
Friday, we had said that they were a decent team. Their record was one game below 500 in a division where there was only the Brewers. I get it. But they're a team that's still got to play like the Royals do. They got to play the Yankees. They had to play the Dodgers. They got to play San Diego. They got to play Milwaukee a lot. And you outscored that team 28-3 over the weekend.
Yeah.
You
that was
absolutely beat that team down. Yep. And well, so because what a weekend it was for the Royals. Not only did they sweep the Cincinnati Reds on the road, not only did they have a run differential of +25.
Where Kyle Shanahan was scared of that score, 28-3. He was freaking out.
And then you're now 3 up on Boston.
Yeah.
You're 3 back from your division lead. You're, 2 games behind Minnesota. And I'm not going to be super, fan base. Actually, you know what? I will be. There are now only 4 teams in the playoff picture outside of the Yankees and the South, or in the AFC West, or not the AFC West, the AL West. We know who was going to win that division. We know who's going to win the Central. It's going to be either the Cleveland Indians or the Guardians, the Royals, or the Twins. And we know the Yankees or the Orioles are going to win the East, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Houston probably going to win that division. That's a lock. I can go ahead and tell you that they're probably going to win that division.
Mariners can't score runs.
They're out. The Mariners are out.
Can't score runs.
The Mariners are out because they're 5.5, I think, out of the wild card spot.
I don't like Houston winning that division, man. Where the hell they came from all of a sudden,
it's
right?
It's not a tough division, right? Texas folded. They were on a hangover.
Yeah.
Oakland, come on. They're moving to Vegas and they're going to be playing a high school
Oakland
stadium next
count,
year.
Yeah.
Right. And then Seattle, well, they blanked the bet on the way out. Boston, hanging around, but they're giving you a little bit of room. And now it really is the hottest playoff ticket, at least in my mind, after this week and seeing the Royals sweep, seeing what they can do and what they've done, it's now we're all watching the AL. Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, Boston, you can hang around for the show, but the big action is those three in the Central, because it's the Yankees, the Orioles are winning that division. The other ones win a wild card. And that AL Central, Bob, is just absolutely electric going into Monday night, where you're now starting a series against a team that you should probably win.
You should smoke these guys, right, too. These guys suck. The Anaheim Angels are a bad baseball team. But you know what? I really, you know, I tip of the cap to Vern, because he says, we're not talking about wild card. We're talking about division. And he was saying that, what, a week ago or even 2 weeks ago, when it didn't look like the division had an opportunity to be won because right, Cleveland was starting to run away with this thing and the Royals weren't. But you go in there and you sweep Cincinnati. You blew out the Jets. You did exactly what you had to do. The starting pitching was great. Defensively, they played good. Offensively, they were really good, obviously. Timely hitting. Actually, the play of the week weekend, though, goes to Ellie De La Cruz for tagging out MJ Melendez. I've never seen a play like that in my entire life. That guy's special, man. Can he play for the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Can we get him as like a wide receiver? Mean, like he's the best athlete on the field.
He's basically Xavier Worthy.
Yeah. I mean,
like he's a little bit taller, but same speed. I bet if they ran a 40, I'd like to see it.
I'm to see that one. Yeah. That would be a good foot race. Yeah. Wins around the bases, though? I mean, De La Cruz.
Because Worthy's probably
does.
Never ran the diamond.
Never run it.
But
yeah.
Who runs from end zone to end zone? Who wins?
I don't know.
I'd sit in the lawn chair with a cooler next to it and be like, can you guys do that again?
Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Best 9 out of 10, yeah. You know, or whatever you want to do. But no.
Freakish athletic. Is there, they'd be like, you sure just 10?
Yeah, it was crazy though. De La Cruz is an athlete, man. Yeah. That guy's, I mean, I've never seen a play like that at third base. Like, that was just wild.
Right.
A 6 unassisted tag out of a guy who rounded third, but the Royals did everything that they needed to do in that game. They hit home runs. Blanco was obviously huge. Vinny is hitting the ball well with, you know, 30 RBI since the All-Star break, and that's the most in Major League Baseball. Bobby continues to do his thing. Like, up and down the lineup, they were really good. That was a perfect series for the Royals. I mean, the bullpen had a couple of little ups and downs, but Ursig was really good when he needed to be. I mean, where would we be without that guy? Probably not even in the playoff conversation if they don't go out and get, you know, Ursig, because he's been just, he's nuts. He's crazy.
Yeah,
he's sick, whatever.
He showed on Sunday.
I mean, yesterday.
With the bases loaded.
My God.
Because I was over at a buddy's house and one of the guy's kids was in there and he's, you know, average, you know, 13-year-old fan.
Yeah.
He's like, who's this guy? I was like, Ursig.
So that's my wife said to me last night. She goes, who's this E-R-C-E-G?
Yeah. You're like, just you wait, honey.
You know, he's pretty good, right?
Like, no, but he came in and I was like, this is the guy that's supposed to be this kind of guy in the situation. He's like, situation's like, bases loaded, one out, 3-run lead. This guy hitting is one of the best players in baseball. You know, Ayla De La Cruz looks at a fastball, height done.
Yeah.
Next guy comes up, strike three, height done.
Right.
Inning over.
Done.
I was like, that's game.
That's game, yeah. And then he came back out and pitched the next inning, too,
yeah,
which is like remarkable in baseball terms today.
To Bob?
Again, they are. But they're doing exactly what they're supposed to
right.
be doing. I'm sure there was some nerd holed up in their mom's basement complaining that Ursig pitched in that situation and we need him for the ninth. We don't get to the ninth inning if Ursig doesn't pitch in that situation yesterday, right?
Dude.
We probably don't. If they leave in that Seth Long or whoever that guy was, or Lugo or whatever that guy's name was who came
Long.
In. Long, yeah. But is it Seth Long or Steve Long or
sure.
I don't know what his name
it's
is.
Richard.
Richard Long. If they leave him in the game, the doors
Sam.
Get blown open by Cincinnati,
yeah.
and they don't have an opportunity to bring an Ursig. So that's what you do in those situations. Ursig is your fireman, and that's the way you have to look at him right now. He comes in those situations like guys did back in the day, and maybe he pitches more than a third of an inning or two-thirds of an inning, and we saw that yesterday. That was a big, big, big performance by him yesterday. I love the way the Q managed him yesterday, and I love the way that this team fought in Cincinnati, and they took care of a team that was an under 500 team, but right around 500 with some good starting pitching, and they beat him into oblivion. And now you come home and you face the Anaheim Angels, and the Angels got in late last night, and they're not a good baseball team, so they're probably not going to be excited to get out there and play a game, you know, today. And so the Royals got to take advantage of that as well. You know, you got Anaheim in here. Because after this series, Dustman, this is where it all starts to get a little wanky and starts to get a little crazy, because after this game, you got a day off on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs final preseason game, huge day. Just a big time game on Thursday. Final preseason game to dot the I's and cross the T's. Everybody be dialed in. And then Friday, you start that series with Philadelphia. Then you have 7 games against the Phillies and the Guardians in back-to-back series. So take
Sign
a deep breath for the next 4 days, because this weekend and next week is going to be Mr. Toad's wild ride for the Royals, and a lot will be determined in about 10 days.
Did not get that reference.
You never went to Disney World and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Nope.
Yeah. You never went to Disney?
I did, but the Florida one?
Yeah.
I also didn't get the reference of fiance, how you were saying it.
Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that episode.
Yeah.
Fiance.
It's one of the early seasons. If you missed season one of Seinfeld, you didn't miss anything.
I've thought about going back.
Part of season two sucks.
I've thought about going back and watching all of them because it's on Netflix. And like, yeah. I get to the point. I'm sure you get to this point too, and maybe Mac does, or maybe the listener, where like, what am I going to watch? What am I going to watch? And like 10 minutes later, you're like, I'm still scrolling.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And I just turn off, go right back to like Spectrum, which is what we have, and I'm like, I'll just like watch South Park.
I end up the same way. It's always Seinfeld for me.
Okay,
yeah.
So I figured
it's always Seinfeld.
I guess I could probably go back and
but
start
you're gonna
watching.
Watch season one and two, like, and you're gonna go, oh, this sucks because it doesn't really get moving till season three. But you know, I would say skip season one. We'll ask Vern. He's a Seinfeld head as well. So I don't know if he would suggest skipping season one. I think most Seinfeld fans would suggest season one. But then again, you probably have some, you know, Seinfeld savant in their mother's basement because you can't skip season one because it really sets up a joke in season four.
So interesting stat as we wrap up the weekend series. It was fantastic for the Royals. Not only did they sweep, they dominated.
Dominate.
I mean, 28-3 is what we said. They're three games out of their division. They're one game behind Minnesota. This is
Minnesota. I was watching the end of that game yesterday too. They
blew it.
They blew it. They blew it in the 10th. Yeah.
They have a 3.5 game above Boston in the wild card spot, 5.5 above the Seattle Mariners. And Bob, don't look now, but the best record in baseball belongs to the Baltimore Orioles, who are 73-62. Your Kansas City Royals are 69-55.
Yeah, it's not far off from that. It's crazy.
The entire lead of baseball. So when we tell you that this is a wild ride, this is exactly what we mean. Because this is insane. They're four games away from the best record in the American League. They're three games out of their division, and they're only one game behind Minnesota. Buckle up.
Who knew the American League Central would be an interesting division, right?
It's all I'm watching.
One of the best teams in baseball is in third place in the division. I mean, it's wild.
There's something wrong with the TV, or is that the dome in the Houston Stadium?
See what I'm telling you?
That's stupid.
Is that not the worst field display maybe you've ever seen?
Not
like,
good.
People are concerned about the surface. If you saw any of the Houston Texan Giant game this weekend, which if you did, I feel sorry for you because I watched a little of it because some are sicker than others. But there's like a 5-yard swath of just sun where you can't see anything
it's
on the
landing
field.
Strip.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Stupid.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.